But how many of you have ever had one of your children or somebody walk up and just put their arm around their neck, around your neck, and say, "Mama, Daddy, I love you. Thank you for being there for me." And turn around and walk away and never ask you for a thing. When's the last time we did that with God? Just praised Him. Just worshiped Him. Just thanked Him. I like the words of that song. It says, "I didn't come to ask you for a thing. I just want to praise you." Praise opens a pathway. It removes the obstacles to God. And then finally, look what he says in the last verse. "For the Lord is good." Praise changes philosophy. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting.
Amen.
Listen, I'm not. I'm like Forrest Gump. I'm not a smart man. But I'm not stupid either. And I know life is hard. I know life sometimes, let's just be honest, stinks. Things don't go the way I want them to, don't go the way they planned them. I will almost guarantee you there is not a person in here who would raise their hand and say, "You know what? I am exactly where I planned on being and thought I would be at this point in my life." Life has a way of throwing us curveballs, knuckleballs. Forget about curveballs. Life has a way of just falling apart. You ever seen that little sign that says, "Just when I got it all together, I forgot where I put it"? Life kind of tends to be that way sometimes. But no matter how rotten, how bad, how nasty life gets, the psalmist says, God is good. And I know sometimes we have a hard time, even as Christians, bringing those two thoughts together. Sometimes even as Christians, we ask questions like, "Why is this happening to him? He's always been in church. He's always worked for, he's always done this, and he's always been a good person, and he's never hurt anybody. Why is that happening to him? Why is that happening to me? I've tried to be good. I've tried to be a good husband, a good father. I've done this. Why is this happening to me?" We ask that question sometimes. I know. Me too. I've had people I love, people I cared about, that bad things happened to, and I just kind of scratched my head and said, I don't understand. I heard a preacher one time preach a message on that topic. The name of the sermon was "When Bad Things Happen to Good People." And we scratch our heads sometimes. Life is hard. Life is bad. It doesn't always turn out the way we think. Every one of us has had a loved one. Somebody got sick or died or something bad has happened and it didn't make sense. But the psalmist says, even when those things happen, God is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures to all generations. You know what? I'm not going to ask you to, but I will guarantee you I could start this morning and just ask and ask you to stand and tell your story. And I would say it would look like a jack-in-the-box. People, if they had the courage and all, would, some of them may just raise their hands, who could stand here today and say, "You know what? I didn't understand when this happened. I don't understand. I didn't like it, but you know what? Through it all, God was good. God was good. Even when I was walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I knew I could fear no evil because His rod and His staff, they comforted me." God is good, he says. Remember that little prayer we learned as children? God is great. God is good. One thing life reminds us of, one thing praise reminds us of, is God is good. His mercy endures forever. His truth endures to all generations. What's he talking about when he says his truth? Right here. 66 books of his truth. That when everything falls apart, when everything in our life goes wrong, when people we love are sick, when people we love die, when we lose our jobs, when our family's in turmoil, the Bible still says, my peace I give you. A peace that passes all understanding. When everything is going wrong, when we're broke, he still says, I want you to have life and life abundant. When everything is completely falling apart, he says, I've gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I prepare a place for you, I will come again, that where I am, there you may be also. That truth endures forever to all generations. Listen, praise reminds us of that. Praise reminds us of the goodness and the truth of God's Word. That when everything else is sinking sand, we can stand on the truth, the rock of God's Word. I will promise you there is a passage, there is a promise somewhere in this book that will meet your need. It's there. Praise teaches us. Praise changes our philosophy. It's just nature. It's just natural for us to moan and groan. You ever noticed you don't have to teach a child to complain? You don't have to teach them, I don't like this. What is it? I don't know. Did you taste it? Nope. You don't have to teach them that. You don't have to teach them to lie. We have to learn to praise. We have to learn to be grateful. Praise has power. Untapped potential in worship. And praise. What's it all about? God doesn't need our praise. We could start right here with Archie this morning. We'd go around the room, and everybody in this room could complain and gripe and tell what God hadn't done, why they don't like God, why God ought to be replaced. We could all go around the room and just unload on God and just give Him every complaint we've got. And when it's all said and done, He's still God. The only thing is, we're going to be a miserable bunch of people. We're going to be sad. We're going to be disappointed. We're going to be discouraged. Or we could start right here, and we could go around the room, and everybody in here could praise and glorify God, and God is still God. Doesn't change His position a bit, but it would change us. Praise has power. Untapped power. We're wanting God to do things, change us, move, do all these things. I've been preaching on revival for the last month. You know what? I believe one of the things that will bring about revival is when God's people quit being such moaning, groaning pains.
Amen.
And start glorifying and praising Him and see their life changed. I want to ask you to bow your heads for a moment. And I want you to reflect for just a moment on the last week of your life. Reflect for just a moment on the last few days. Have you spent more time griping and complaining? Or we're less than a week from Thanksgiving. A day the government had to set aside and tell us to be thankful. But as God's people, think about your last few conversations. Think about your last few conversations with your fellow church members. Complain about the Sunday school lesson, Sunday school material, the preacher, the song, the music, how loud it was, all those things. Or just spend some time being grateful you've got a church and the freedom and nation to even be able to go to. Now, let's get down where the rubber hits the road. Stop and think through the last few prayers. Did you spend more time complaining to God and begging God and about the things you don't have and the things you want and the things you need and the things you want to see changed? How much time did you spend in that prayer saying, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. Lord, this year for Thanksgiving, I may not have anything but a cheese sandwich. May not have a big turkey and all that, but God, I thank you that I've got you because you're good. Your mercy is everlasting and your truth endures. Change my philosophy. Change my perspective. I want to invite you this morning to come and kneel at this altar and say, Lord, help me to learn to be grateful. Help me to learn to praise you, even in hard times, even in bad times, even when things are not going the way I want them to. God, remind me that you are always good. You're here today and you don't know Christ. He's so good. God is so good that He sent His Son to die for you. To save you. You're here today and you've never asked Him into your heart. You need to come. Let me show you from God's Word how you can be saved. It's not enough to be in church. It's not enough to sing the songs, give money. Do you know Christ? Have you ever accepted Him personally into your life? If you haven't, today is the day of salvation. You need to come. Christians need to come and say, Lord, teach me. God, I want to come to this altar and I don't want to ask you for a thing. I just want to tell you I love you. I just want to praise you. As God moves, as God speaks, will you listen? As we